The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. I'm very proud and excited to introduce our guest host for today, Grant Stinchfield.
Well, it is so great getting introduced by the great Sebastian Gorka, and it is a pleasure to be with you. As he said, I am Grant Stinchfield. And what a great hour we have for you. It's Second Amendment Hour here on Second Amendment Friday. And don't forget that GunBroker.com, our sponsor, is the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, accessories, and a whole lot more. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings. At GunBroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. Shop GunBroker.com today. GunBroker.com today. And I actually have my eye on something. I will tell you about that a little later in the program when we do a very focused Second Amendment segment, when I have a very good buddy of mine, former Secret Service agent, coming on to talk about what are we going to do now with this defund the police and our schools. You've got Seattle that's doing away with cops in their school system. You've got Minneapolis that want to do away with cops in the school system. Well, first off, we're talking about mass shootings in schools. I thought the left wanted cops in every school. Now they don't want cops in any school. God forbid they take my plan and train teachers, volunteers who want to defend their kids and their fellow employees. God forbid they take that idea. Because if they don't take that idea, these kids will be slaughtered. There will be nothing to stop a deranged lunatic from coming in and doing his evil deeds. So we're going to talk about that. Some heavy stuff on a Friday, but that is what we're going to talk about. We'll continue our conversation now, though, about Black Lives Matter and warping the minds of young people. I've compared what Black Lives Matter organizers are doing to those of gangs. We had one caller related it to somewhat of a cult. And in the respect that Black Lives Matter, the movement, the organization, gives young people this sense of belonging, the same thing that gangs do, they also are able to twist their minds, to dupe them into believing an alternate view of America. Now, I promise you, with all the fiber of my being, the best way to lift people out of poverty is to ensure that they have equal opportunity for success. Now, I understand that it is not as easy for someone who lives in the hood from a single-family household, all kinds of challenges. They might have an older brother or cousins that are trying to get them to be drug dealers, and you've got this bombardment from all directions. I get that it's hard. I do. But they've got to have the opportunity to be able to get out of that. Now, the only way we give them that opportunity is ensuring that we have an economy that's roaring, that companies are able to hire and invest. And this ultimately lifts everybody out of poverty. They talk about the wealth gap. I don't care about the wealth gap. I like to think I do pretty well. I feel like I'm living the American dream, and that doesn't mean I'm a millionaire. I'm not. But I drive a decent car. I live in a nice house. I take a vacation when I want. If my car breaks down, I can pay to get it fixed. I can take my family out to dinner once a week. That, to me, is the American dream. I'm living it. I don't care if there's billionaires who have hundreds of billions of dollars. God bless them. Why do I care how much more money they have than me? As long as I'm happy. But this is the difference between us and liberals. They think they're owed it. I applaud the people who worked hard for it and had that success. That's not easy either. And then, of course, the goal for me is to get everybody out of poverty and into the middle class. The middle class is great in America. It's what built America. But do you realize we have young people today that have been absolutely duped to think that that's not possible? That there are black kids that are graduating from high school as we speak that somehow think that all white people in America expect them to fail. How sad is that? They think that we expect them to end up in jail, much less fail, or maybe even dead. Now, if you're an 8-year-old and you grow up in the hood and you put your head down on the pillow at night and you hear gunshots and you know your 16-year-old brother is out there somewhere in the chaos, you don't know whether he's going to come home at night because your neighbor down the street lost his brother to gang violence. Notice I said gang violence, not gun violence. You would be worried about these things. I don't want kids to have to worry about these things. But the only way you can't worry about them is if you enforce the law, not do away with the police. So I came across a YouTube video of a high school in Texas where this young lady, and I don't even know her name. She's a young black woman, graduated from high school, and she's tasked with reading the Pledge of Allegiance or reciting it. The only problem is she doesn't recite the Pledge of Allegiance. She does this.
I pledge allegiance not to the divided states of America, divided by race, divided by ethnicity, and divided by the number of zeros in your bank account. For all my people of color, my black and Hispanic classmates, since we came out the womb, we were expected to fail, to be in jail, on the streets or dead. But on June 26, 2020, we have exceeded the expectation.
Well, I'm happy she's graduating. You know, the predictable thing for a conservative talk show host right now would be to start yelling and screaming. How dare her ruin the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm not going to go down that road. One, she's a child. She just graduated from high school. Do you know the road that I'm going to go down? I'm going to go down the road that I feel so sorry for her, that that is her worldview. I feel so sorry for her that she feels that when she has an opportunity to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the greatest nation in the world, she's got to butcher it and push a narrative that is bogus and false. We are not the divided states of America. And in fact, every day I see unity here like never before. Unbelievable stories of unity. Yet somehow she thinks that the world is out to get her. How sad is that? 833-33-GORKA is the call-in line. 833-334-6752. What do you think of that Pledge of Allegiance? I've got more from her as well. She says she's supposed to end up dead. My Lord. Now, if that's your expectation, or even if that's your perceived expectation, I don't care what the reality is. If you're a child and you perceive that everybody expects you to end up dead, we are doing something wrong in America. Black Lives Matter, folks, is not the answer. At all. We need to get that young lady an internship. Heck, she come work for my trucking company. I've got black men, Hispanic men, white women working for me. And we all operate as a team. Does she understand what that is like to operate like a team? I'm not sure she does. Here, this young lady continued.
Get a good thing this is, please do not let this be your last accomplishment. Please do not fall into the white man's system. Please educate yourself beyond what you have been taught. Class of 2020, we made it, but ask yourselves, will you continue to make it? Will you continue to surpass any stereotype that has been placed against you? Will you not be the next inmate, the next person we have to say goodbye to because of ignorance in our community?
Is it ignorance in the community? Or is it violence in the community? Or maybe a combination of both? And it's a great question. Ask yourself, will you succeed? Will you not fall victim to this stuff? In that respect, her message is fine. But to the white man's system? Last I checked, any success that I've had didn't have to do with me being white at all. All right, I've took some risks. I've gotten lucky along the way. I've had some good people that have helped me. I've had some great mentors. And I put myself in positions to set myself up for success. My football coach used to call it being in the frame. He said the best players were always in the frame. Coach Jim Capalbo, one of the greatest high school football coaches of all time, John Jay High School in Cross River, New York. Go Indians. And I think they're still called the Indians, by the way. Coach Capalbo said always be in the frame. The best players were always around the ball. That's all I want to do is I want to teach young people the same thing. Be around the ball. Be where the action is. Insert yourself around people that are doing great things. Learn from them. Try hard. Work even harder. There is a little trick that I've learned. I work smart, not as hard as I should sometimes. Work smart, not hard. But I'm always around the ball. I'm always trying to set myself up for success. And I do not focus on negativity. I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt said, don't worry what other people think about you because they're probably not thinking about you. And she's right. People get so focused on what everybody else thinks. So here you have this young woman, a black girl graduating from high school, and she thinks that we expect her to end up dead or in jail. I would love for her to hear this program that that's the last thing I expect of her. I expect her to become a lawmaker, a lawyer, a doctor, own a trucking company. It's not so bad. Some of these working class businesses do great. We're going to continue that. I'd like to get your thoughts on her, by the way. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. I'm Grant Stinchfield, in for Sebastian Gorka. Stick with me as America First continues right here on Salem Radio.
Gorka, this is America First. Let's get back to the show with Grant Stinchfield.
I pledge allegiance not to the divided states of America, divided by race, divided by ethnicity, and divided by the number of zeros in your bank account. For all my...
So that is a young graduate in a high school just outside of Fort Worth, Texas, that didn't read the pledge. She says she does not pledge allegiance to the divided states of America. And I'm saying I feel sorry for this young lady. I'm not angry with her. And you know, the crew back in the home studio there, normally with Seb every day, raised a great point. Who infected her mind? Well, I can tell you that I know that schools are doing it on a daily basis. And I can tell you that, you know, depending on where she's coming, she could have older siblings that are infecting her mind. She could have parents that are infecting her mind. Did this? She had to ask somebody if this was a good idea, whether it was her mom or whoever. And somebody, a position of power, an adult, said, yes, I think this is a good idea. It was not a good idea. But it was a wake-up call for me that I've got to do a better job getting to minority communities and talking to minority kids about what makes America so great. And that's the equal opportunity that everybody has to live the American dream. And again, it's not about being a millionaire. It's about being happy. And happiness is really, really possible in this country. A lot easier than most countries around the country, that's for sure. Okay, 833-33-GORKA is the number. 833-334-6752. Let's go to line one, Sandy in Arizona.
Hello, Mr. Stinchfield. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
I'm happy to do it, Sandy.
Thank you. About the girl, first of all, I'm a former educator. I'm actually a former special education assistant. I've worked in the school industry, in school for over, I would say, 10 years. And plus, outside, I work with children with special needs. My mother was a lead teacher. She got me that job. It was my first job. And to hear that girl, it breaks my heart because I honestly remember all kids running up to me, hugging me, white, black, didn't matter what ethnicity they were, what minority, and it breaks my heart to see that the school children of today hate themselves, and this is what this is. It's a sign of hating yourself. It's low self-esteem when you have children who blame others, who use others as an excuse for their failures. And this is the first time. I'm right now a criminologist, and that's my degree. But nevertheless, I still love children. I've always loved children. And this girl should not. I wish I could give her a big hug and tell her not to listen to the media, not to listen to these Hollywood actors, these celebrities. How is it that these black, you know, they tell every child, America is out to get you, these people in the NFL, NBA, these people, but they manage to somehow they swarm their way in the industry and become successful. Why can't they tell these kids, you too have a chance, just like I made it. You're no different than I. Why do you think I was so against the Obama administration? It was because Obama, who should have relieved the tension,
he clearly, Sandy, was the absolute great divider, and I can hear your passion, and you know, it humbles me that Dr. Gorka has listeners like you listening to this program, and the call-ins are always so great when I fill in on this show, and it really is a love of country, and I wish that woman who gave the Pledge of Allegiance, if that's what you want to call it, could hear Sandy. Sandy's heart aches for her. My heart, as I said, aches for this woman at Eastern Hills High School who says we live in the divided states of America. Now, I promise you, the radical left does not expect that reaction from Sandy. She doesn't expect that reaction from Grant Stinchfield. She thinks we're all cold-hearted snakes, the left does. And sadly, the graduate here who gave that off-putting pledge, she believes we're all racist and don't want the best for her. It's horrible. But this is why we cover this stuff, so you know what we're up against. She's our future. These kids today, these are the ones that will be running the country of tomorrow. Let's go out to line two. You know what? We're not going to go to line two because I'm going to run out of... Am I going to run out of time? No. We go to line two. Jack in New Jersey. Take it away.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking me. I'm glad that you didn't run out of time. this is my message, this little girl. I'm going to give my story very briefly. I have all the victim cards. I'm an immigrant. I have an accent. I'm brown. I'm not even Christian. I came to this country at early 20s, and I worked hard. I studied hard, and I made it. I think last time I checked, I'm paying in the top-notch percent of taxes, and I'm trying to find ways to diversify.
God bless you. I'm glad you're here.
I did it on my own. I'm victim to nobody. I kneel to nobody. I don't need anybody's help, and I certainly don't need reparations from anybody. And if I could do it, and I'm not a one in a million story. I'm actually a lot of people I'm from the Middle East. A lot of people from my area have done well, middle class, happy, and big families, and living the dream. And you know what? I have more love for this land than I have for my native country. And I would stand up for the flag every time. And I just find it abhorrent that some people just demonize what this country has done. Can I tell them about the evil that is out there in the world? It is not in the stories. It is not Russia. It is small countries, big countries, China, Iran, Syria. It is dictators, and it is corrupt governments and people who disappear in no time. There is real evil and real racism in the world. And you guys have it great. I mean, you're lucky.
Hey, so, we have it great, Jack. You're here, and it sounds like you're living the American dream as well. And so these are the kind of stories, though. They don't want to hear. I would offer this up to you, Jack in New Jersey. You call every radio station you can get to, and you spread your exact story of success. And sooner or later, enough people are going to hear it. And anybody else that's experienced the same type of thing, do that. You know, many people talk about, hard work, hard work, hard work. To be successful in America, yes, you have to work hard. Yeah, you got to bust your hump a little bit. but you don't need to kill yourself. That's one of the great things. You know, I think we're one of the few countries that has a 40-hour work week. Now, I have a business. I can't remember the last time I worked 40 hours. I'm working 50, 60 hours. But you know what? I do it because I want to. So in many respects, I've said I haven't worked a day in my life. I feel a lot like Jack. And what is amazing to me is immigrants that have the same story as Jack, many of them love this country more than Americans love this country. Certainly this young woman at Eastern Hills High School outside of Fort Worth, does she love America? I'm not sure that she does. And that, to me, saddens me. All right, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. I'll play the last clip of her giving that little speech at graduation ceremonies to really hammer this point home as we take more of your phone calls. It's Second Amendment Hour on Second Amendment Friday, and a special guest, a Secret Service agent, coming up in just a little bit. I'm Grant Stinchfield, in for Sebastian Gorka.
The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sebastian Gorka has some of the best bump-in music going. I love the choices. All right, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. I am Grant Stinchfield, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka on this Friday afternoon. All right, so we're talking about this young woman who decides to recite a pledge that is nothing like the Pledge of Allegiance I ever heard. She says the divided states of America she refuses to pledge allegiance to. She says we shouldn't take part in the white man's system. And she ended her little speech with this.
At our end, I want to say this quote that Maya Angelou once said. You may write me down in history with your bitter twist of lies. You may chop me in the very dirt, but still like dust I rise. Class of 2020, you have made it. Congratulations. Remember to always keep God first. Continue to rise. Always remember, you matter.
Well, that's true. And that was a little shot at you matter because Black Lives Matter. And this was her chance to go and play the game of politics. You know, we had a previous caller talk about athletes. They're going to put Black Lives Matter on the court, on the WNBA courts. Same thing for the NBA courts. Players are now going to be wearing jerseys that say Black Lives Matter. Si se puede. Say her name. Do we really need to be seeing these kind of messages in sports? But they bombard it over our heads because they want to brainwash young people like this to think that they're being persecuted. We're not persecuting anybody in America. Yes, it is easier for some than others. That's the story of life, though, by the way. Some people are dealt a better hand. But as long as we have equal opportunity for everybody, then that's what makes America the greatest nation in the world. But if the Democrats want to do anything, you know what their equal opportunity is that no one succeeds. That's what they want. No one. They want a ceiling, unless, of course, you're an elite power broker. You're part of the ruling class of career politicians in Washington. Then you're okay. All right, let's go out to line three. This is JR in Columbus. I take it that's Columbus, Ohio, JR?
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great show today. I had the visceral reaction you had, which was just it broke my heart to hear what she was saying. I wasn't angry. I wasn't mad. I just know that this has been going on for so long, and this is just a symptom or a canary in the coal mine, however you want to put it. And But this is nothing new. This has been going on for years. And I don't think Black Lives Matter is twisting any of these young adults' minds. I think they've already been twisted by certain high schools and 100% universities. And if you think I'm wrong, tell me.
Well, I don't think you're wrong in the fact that this has been going on for a very, very long time. And all that Black Lives Matter now is doing is taking it to the next level. And they're just taking the base that was set in our educational systems. And this goes all the way to grade schools. I mean, I know my son in the Dallas Independent School District was reading a book, and they were including police shootings, modern day police shootings. And they included the Trayvon Martin shooting and this kid who had a fake gun, and police are called that there's someone holding up people in a park and the police shoot this young boy. It's a horrible tragedy story. It's a fake gun, but how are the cops supposed to know? Do you think that was anywhere in the discussion for a fifth grader, by the way? That's how old my son is. Fifth grade. They didn't have any of that in there. My son comes home thinking that, once again, the police just went out there to kill a young black kid. And rightly so. If that was true, my son was outraged by it. But then I've got to tell him the whole story and all the facts behind it. And I said, hey, buddy, you make your decision now. Does that matter that it was a fake gun that looked real, that a 911 call had come in, that someone was robbing people in the park, that he didn't drop the gun when police asked him to drop the gun? Does all of that make you have a different view of why police did what they did? Well, yes, he says. But when you, well, what I call it is lies by omission. That's how they lie to you mostly in the mainstream media now. They don't tell you the whole story. They tell you the most dramatic parts of the story to get you all riled up, but then they don't tell you the facts. And when they don't tell you the facts, how can you make a valid decision on what is going on and how you should think about it? Which is why I tell you, you've got to do your own research. Starting by listening to this program, you're doing a great job. Because Dr. Gorka, and I've said it to his face, I'm not just saying this to fill in so I get another time to fill in, though I'd love it. He is literally one of the smartest guys I know. If he says it, you can trust it. And I like to believe I'm the same way. I try to back up everything I have with facts and studies and nail it down so it is locked tight. Find people you can trust. If you don't do that, you're going to be lost out on an island all by yourself, and they will exploit you. All right, Second Amendment Friday continues. We're going to talk about guns and schools and police and schools with a former Secret Service agent. Stick with me. I'm Grant Stinchfield.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
Well, I'm sure, folks, that you've heard of GunBroker.com if you listen to this radio program. Hey there, Grant Stinchfield in for Sebastian Gorka. Of course, it's Second Amendment Friday, and I'm excited to announce a brand new partnership with, of course, all of our favorite gun company on the planet. It's GunBroker.com. And it makes it so easy to just visit one site, buy all the guns and accessories you need. If you're a gun enthusiast, bookmark their page. Visit it at least, shoot, it says here once a day. I say twice a day. So I just did that, and I'm looking right now at this 1911 Colt Day of the Dead design. It's gold, and it's carved, and it's got all little skulls on it. And this thing is tight. It's also very expensive. But if it's a wish list and somebody's listening that wants to get me a great gift out there for my birthday, it's not till February, this would be on the top of the list. So I urge you, check out GunBroker.com. They're the new title sponsor every Friday to this segment, and celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now and discovering the perfect deal for you. That's GunBroker.com. So one of the things about the Second Amendment that I think is so important is the ability of firearms to protect good people. Guns in the hands of good guys is a great and tremendous thing. But now with this movement to defund police, I'm watching Seattle say they're going to pull the school police out of schools. I'm watching Minneapolis, the same thing. They said they're going to move police out of schools. A while ago, I watched Baltimore said they were going to disarm police in schools. And then they turned that around. They realized that was a dumb idea. No, you're pulling cops out of school. Now, we did have an issue of mass shootings. I'm not going to say it was a widespread problem because it wasn't. When it happened, it was dramatic. And I've always said the chance of your kid dying in a mass shooting in school is slim to none. But the chance of it happening again is 100%. So we've got to make sure we're prepared, okay? Pulling cops out of schools is not the way to prepare. So I say armed teachers. Well, they'll go crazy at that. They said, no, the police are there. Well, now what are we supposed to do? I'd like to welcome to the program a big advocate for protecting our kids. It's Tim Miller. He's a former Secret Service agent. He's the president of Lionheart International. And Tim Miller, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Graham. It's an honor to be back with you.
Well, buddy, look, you've been in law enforcement. Forget the defund the police movement, how ridiculous that is. Now you got the same people that said the cops were there to protect our kids in school. They want to pull them out of school. Who is going to protect the kids now?
Well, Grant, you know, this is the ludicrousy of the arguments we're hearing here. First off, let's be clear. You're going to make our most vulnerable more vulnerable by doing this. You know, it's time for us to take a deep breath and think about what we're saying we want to do rather than knee-jerk it. Yet police are a visible deterrent that our kids matter to us and that they're protected. You know, there's granted, the shootings inside of the U.S. are not, like you outlined, they're not something that occur every day. I will tell you this, though. Our enemies are carefully watching how we respond. And if they can target children, especially ISIS fresh off the battlefield, you know, in 2004, there was a school attack by the Chechens in Russia, the Beslan school, horrible situation. And it all started because there was virtually no security there. And so I think it's just time. Let's really think about, is it wise to not have a visible deterrent in our schools, but also a trained deterrent? You know, you can train teachers all day long, and I'm not slamming teachers. Your average police officer gets 6 months of training for how to respond in a violent situation. And now we're going to pass the baton to teachers, who I would hope are, should be more focused on teaching, and say, hey, as part of your duties, go into harm's way if somebody begins to attack our kids. It's just crazy.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, it's really our only choice. And the one of the reasons why I've been such a big proponent of training teachers, and I look at Polk County, Florida, and how Sheriff Grady Judd is doing it there, those teachers that go through that Guardian program have to go through the same basic training that police officers go through. And in fact, their marksmanship part is even more extensive than police go through. But look, if you want a fighting chance, Tim, you know this. If there's a cop down the hall and the gunman walks into your room, the 20 seconds it takes him to run down the hallway could be too long. Forget about minutes away. We're talking seconds away could be too long.
Well, that's exactly right, Grant. And again, I'm not slamming teachers or training teachers. I think there's a place for that. What I am slamming is removing your trained professionals, your police officers, from the equation. It's insane because you're right. You know, we train organizations all over the country for responding to active violence. And should the incident occur, seconds count. We saw what happened at Parkland when deputies arrived on the scene and didn't immediately go in. Kids died every second that it's going on. So I agree. I mean, I think there's a place for having additional, you know, training for teachers. But I think the primary responsibility for protecting our kids rests with our police officers. And I think to change that equation is crazy. It is creating an environment where, again, I said, the most vulnerable in our society, our children, are even more vulnerable because of this.
Can you imagine, God forbid, the next time this happens, and it happens, God forbid, in the Seattle school district that does away with their school district police, or Minneapolis, what are the people going to say when they look at an elected leader and say, you took the police out, now my child is dead?
Well, that's exactly the point, and I hope and pray, you know, everything in our country is being attacked now. I hope and pray that the power of the election is something that the citizens in our nation are going to take seriously, because you know what? Elections have consequences. We're seeing this lived out. I never thought, you know, I was a 27-year Marine. I've been in places all over the world that are horrible, and I never thought that mindset that we're seeing in some of these horrible places would become mainstream in the U.S. having an attitude that our freedoms, our constitutional freedoms, are not something guaranteed. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned an interesting thing, and we're talking with Tim Miller. He's a former Secret Service agent and now president of Lionheart International. And, Tim, if you'd do me a favor, because we're coming up on a break, will you hang around just for the next break? Because I want to ask you about something you mentioned. And you mentioned international terrorism. Isn't it amazing, folks, that through all of the defund the police, through all the Black Lives Matter movement nonsense, through all the rioting and tearing down statues, apparently international terrorism, jihad, is not a problem anymore. What, do they just go away? We just forget about them? I don't think so. I'm going to ask the Secret Service agent when we come back. I'm Grant Stinchfield in for Sebastian Gorka. Stick with me as America First continues here on Salem Radio.
Of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
Hey there, folks. I'm Grant Stinchfield sitting in for Sebastian Gorka. So I mean it when I tell you, international terrorism has got to be null and void now. It's all gone. The jihadists, they've packed up and left, right? You don't hear about it anymore. Many people don't know I was one of the first to get to Ground Zero. I was working for WNBC-TV in New York City on 9/11. And I was one of the first to get there. And I will never forget the faces that I saw. And I instantly knew what was happening. And since then, I've tried to become somewhat of an expert on terrorism. And I know that the faces I saw, these jihadists would like nothing more than to reenact that exact thing on 9/11 over and over and over again. And we take our eye off the ball right now, they will strike. With me now is Tim Miller. He's the president of Lionheart International. He's also a former Secret Service agent, worked alongside the FBI and some terrorism stuff. Tim, am I wrong on this?
Grant, you're 100% right. And here's kind of something we're missing right now is when the Syrian situation went the way it did, we have fresh fighters, highly skilled, coming right off the battlefield and going into Europe. Well, if we don't think that they're carefully watching and planning, I might add, to strike here, we're just missing it. And here's the scary part. Much of our attention in law enforcement has been distracted because of all that's going on internally. So it makes it an even more delicate situation, and I would say the worst possible scenario that we could project to them is the scenario where police are no longer, A, even there, or B, prepared to do battle with them.
Well, look, Tim, you know, being in law enforcement for so long and a Marine, that what do bad people do? They exploit weakness. And that's exactly right. What the jihadists will do. That's exactly what these rioters and looters are doing. Buddy, God bless you for your service to this country. Thank you for doing what you're doing, too, and training people and getting them and making sure they have a part in their own safety. It's great work, brother, and it's great having you on the program today.
Thank you, my friend, for all you're doing. Keep the faith.
Absolutely. That's all we can do, folks, is keep the faith and also keep up the fight. And we do it with words, and we do it through the truth. And the left doesn't deal with the truth, and they don't deal with it well either, by the way, when you bring it. And I'm telling you, when it comes to terrorism, when it comes to these jihadists, they are looking at what's going on right now in America, and they are saying they are weak. Their eye is off the ball, and it is only a matter of time before they strike. And they don't live on a little headline news timeline like Americans, like, oh, we only live by what's happening in the next 5 minutes in our lives. They don't care if it takes them a generation to inflict pain on us. But ultimately, they will get there and they will do it if they have their way. The problem is we cannot let them have their way. We cannot. So don't forget about that. Now, what about domestic terror? Antifa? I think you throw them in the list. We'll talk about that, Black Lives Matter, the quest to destroy America, when America First continues. I'm Grant Stinchfield in for Sebastian Gorka. We got a whole nother hour, so stick with me as this radio program continues.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.